One more time, Pablo. It's episode 64 of the Promoter Mouse podcast. That reminds me of a song.
Well, when I'm nearly 65.
I was thinking of I Am the Walrus.
Cuckoo Kachoob.
Yeah, 64, yeah. Mate.
Yeah, wow.
Now we're definitely ready for the bus pass.
Yeah, well, I'm getting older and I'm losing my hair.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
You're not 64 yet.
No.
What's it going to be like in 10 years' time?
I will be probably 63.
I had a gig on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I went up to compare, and the front row were just going, oh, barber, barber, or something. And I stopped and I said, what? And they kept saying it. I said, why are you saying that? And it was because they thought I had messy hair.
Hey.
And that was from a man who had very little hair, and it was grey with little black patches. And I had to have a word with him about that. I said, what? You can fucking talk.
Did they upset you? Was you emceeing?
I was. They were trying to bully me right from the off.
You must be used to that being ginger. You've had a lifetime of it.
Well, yeah. And it just so happens that they were absolute cockwombles.
Mm. And I've noticed that if people think you're involved in comedy, they sort of assume that you don't mind being insulted.
Well, yeah.
I've seen this.
Yeah, it's almost like I presented myself for their kicking.
Yeah, but you have to realise that they're just being affectionate.
Oh, no. We'll come on to that later.
We'll
they were not being affectionate. They were being wankers, mate.
I look forward to hearing that.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have a little bit about that.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what we did. That's very professional. We left a cliffhanger for later on. We never do that. We should do more of that shit.
We should, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
We might tell them about that thing that happened.
Yeah. Whoa.
You know?
Hey, but what about us going viral and us not knowing about it?
Without even knowing.
Yeah, we'll tell them about that later on.
We'll tell them about that.
Yeah.
What was it? Something like 133,000 and rising.
Yeah.
Views or listens.
Yeah, not bad, is it?
We'll tell you about that later.
We will, yeah. You'll have to keep tuning in.
Forgot about that. It's been an exciting week.
Yeah, it's nice when things happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, look, we'll tell you about it later.
Yes.
People.
Yeah. Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Watch out. Your knuckles are going to be white.
So what have you been up to?
Well, apart from a couple of gigs, Friday and Saturday, fantastic gigs.
Lovely.
Honestly, two full rooms. And Friday was magic.
Yeah.
I sent you a clip of my bit of comparing at the start where I rolled out the bit that we were playing around with about the deli.
The poo things.
Yeah, and that went down a storm on Friday. And I felt and looked like a proper stand-up comedian, I think, video. Yeah.
Do you think so?
I looked like I knew what I was doing for a change.
Would you give yourself a gig if you sent in that video?
If I'd seen that, I'd go, actually, yeah, he looks all right, because it made me chuckle. But then I tried the same thing on Saturday, nothing. Right. It just goes to show, doesn't it?
What you was doing, but you wasn't in. You were doing material specifically about Loddon.
Well, I set it up all right.
About a deli,
which
used to be a public toilet, in Loddon,
And
he did that in Loddon and it worked,
But
then he went outside Loddon and it didn't work.
Well,
I set
it up saying where I was from and telling them and they seemed interested. And I said, actually, there was a signal. I said, do you want to know the news from Loddon? And most of the people all shouted out, no.
Yeah, of course not.
And I still went with it.
I'm learning.
But I'm also learning to get off as well, which I did pretty sharp. Pretty sharp after that. But it was lovely. Really well organised gigs. Loads of lovely people.
How are your green rooms? Were they dreamy?
My green rooms were non-existent as ever. I don't have green rooms in those.
You got what we gave.
Although I do have, I'll tell you, I do have a gig coming up that's got what I would say is probably the best green room in the country.
Wow.
Mm. I'll leave it for Axe to work out, but how many green rooms can say that they've got an airship museum?
What, actually inside it?
In the green room. Yeah, you go through a little, just you go through a little archway, and there you have a green room with an airship museum dedicated to the Pullen pigs.
Well, you'll have to be charging acts to actually go to gig for you.
Yeah, they'll have to pay to get in.
Yeah, I mean, word will get round about your green room, and that'll be it, mate.
I'll tell you, there will be acts out there that will be educated and thrilled by the experience. But do you know about the Pullen pigs?
Do I know? I don't know.
So Pullen was a location for airships in the First World War. The little sort of Zeppelin type things.
Oh, is that where the big accident happened?
Oh, I don't know.
You know the one that was on the telly with the old footage?
Oh.
You've seen it, where the thing burns down and crashes to the ground and the little matchstick men are running away.
Oh, I'm not sure.
You must have seen that.
Yeah, I have seen it, but I'm not sure if it happened in Pullen.
I've never seen it as a kid. I've not seen it in a while.
And I went over there to have a look at the place, and we thought there might, she said, oh, we can probably get 60 in, but come over because we've got a clairvoyant, and so come and have a look when it's all set up. Got there, and it was set up for 80 with more room.
That's more like it.
Yeah, with more, because I said to her 60, I said, we did talk about maybe 80 before. 60 is probably going to be a bit of a stretch for the gig that we've got planned. And went in, you can get about 100 in there.
Lovely.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And
crack it out, mate.
We went to the museum thing, pointing it out. She said, the Pullen is for the Pullen pigs. And I looked and I said, oh, Pullen pigs? That reminds me of my days clubbing, right? Mm. Pulling pigs.
Oh, yeah.
And she looked at me like she just caught me wanking off a dog or something.
So
it did not go down well.
It literally went down like a Led Zeppelin.
It did.
Slick.
Lovely.
So you put here, I can keep my clothes on.
I can. I discovered today, Pablo, that the Chortle Comedy Award for the best open mic comedy club in the South and Southeast didn't go to Shaft of Wit.
Oh, so it hears.
And so I am not having to present a gig in my underpants or with the word dirty written on my forehead.
Come book it if you want.
No, I didn't. That's what you wanted me to
do. Nobody wanted to see any of that, so that's why you didn't get voted.
But surprisingly,
you should have done it the other way around. If you don't vote for me, you're going to have to see this.
Yeah, but surprisingly, the award for best open mic comedy night in the South and Southeast was not awarded to anyone.
Why?
I don't know. I would have thought that even if you'd had one vote more than anybody else, you would have won it.
Mm. Who does these awards?
Chortle, Steve Bennett, probably.
Mm. But have we slagged him off on his pod before?
No, but he's all right.
Oh, yeah. Pretty sure I have.
I'm saying he's all right because I want to win it next year instead.
Oh, I see.
Point is, there must have been somebody. They said, I do know why.
I voted for you, Guy.
Well, they said there weren't enough votes cast. Now, if you're having an awards show that is going to be on a public vote, who determines how many votes you need?
Mm.
That seems a bit odd to me because I don't care if I didn't have enough votes and somebody had more. They deserve, surely, to win it, especially if they've got all their people to vote.
No.
I don't know. It seems a little bit weird that you do that and ask for that and get all of that online social media kind of flurry and then mug them all off.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have minded if Martin had won it.
Tell the truth. Come on, look me in the eye. Tell me. Say that again.
I'd be fucking livid, actually, if Martin
won it.
And so my paid for boosted post.
Yeah.
Has gone.
Got to be honest though, haven't it?
It's fallen by the wayside.
A bit sad though, wasn't it? Like, doing a post.
Oh, fuck off you. No, it wasn't sad at all. It was absolutely what I intended. And I think I deserve to win it just for that innovation. You've put Dudley.
Yeah, the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution and Lenny Henry. I went there.
Did you?
Briefly. I was there for about 2 hours.
Yes.
So, for my day job, I went along to have a look at a property. And I got there, and as soon as I got there, I needed a piss. And that sent me on a little jaunt around the place. And went into the Subway because I thought Subway would stay normally have toilets. I said to the guy, "Can I use your toilet, please?" And he said, "Oh," he said, "I'll be honest, mate, it's not good. Use the pub across the road." So I had a look at the pub across the road, and there was an old guy stood in front, like, I mean, pensioner old, frail, with a black eye, stood next to a homeless guy sleeping.
Okay.
Right? I thought, I'm not going in there. Right? So I sacked it off. So I went down the road. There was this old lady, not a tooth in her head, limp grey hair, didn't know whether it was Tuesday or fucking Norway. And I thought, what the hell's up with her? And another lady saw her and says, "Are you all right, love?" And the lady was like, "Yeah, I'm all right, I'm all right." Then I found the public toilets, and they were a little bit of a state. But there was a cone on the floor that said, "Caution, wet floor." But the floor wasn't wet. But next to the cone, somebody had put a sheet of A4 with the words written on it, "Wet cone here." It was like it was in a fever dream.
Do you think they keep losing their wet cone?
I reckon there's a guy who needs that to be where he leaves it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he forget?
I don't know. I didn't stick around. I didn't want to ask anybody else any questions. I mean, the place was just fucking odd.
It's gone downhill since Lenny Henry left.
I'm not sure it has. I'm not sure it was ever uphill. It's a weird old place. And it was half empty. It was all sort of charity shops and empty shops, vape shops, and
A bit like
Asian people selling carpets and that kind of thing.
A bit like Great Yarmouth.
No, it was worse than
Great Yarmouth.
Yeah, it was a completely different vibe. It was busy. A lot of people being really busy. I don't know it was the middle of the day. I don't know what they were doing.
Hellfire and damnation. In this section, we outline a scenario where each one of us has been wronged, or where we think someone or something should be thrown into the pits of hell.
Ooh, yes. You've put, and I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Red wine Karens.
I've put red wine Karens. Now, you've talked about them in the past, Pablo, and I've kind of not really had to endure the wrath of a red wine Karen as much as maybe you have in some of your gigs.
Shall we recap for people who have not Please heard do. What a red wine Karen is?
Come on.
A red wine Karen is a lady of a certain age who's drank a certain amount and is very vocal and entitled.
That's right. And I had one at my gig on Saturday in Wingfield, and they were just a bit gobby and a little bit over familiar, and to my dismay, they were sat in the front row. I'd put them there. You know, you don't know who you're sitting there at the best of times. They'd been the month before, really enjoyed it. Then the show started and they were talking, they were a bit gobby, although that act does invite it a little bit. They were just a bit too much, you know, constantly saying things. And he called one of them grumpy or something like that. Anyway, then during that interval, I popped over. No, just at the end of the interval, before I went on stage, I popped over and I said, and the old lady, Karen, was just going off to the toilet or something. Anyway, I just said, "Hey, do you mind just keeping it down a bit? Because you are disturbing the acts with your chatting." And they were like, we've tried. Anyway, she came back and said, "What's the problem?" I said, "So I was just saying to them, could you just sort of keep the chatting down a bit because it's disturbing the acts?" I wasn't chatting. I've been very good. And I said, "Well, the act has just sort of mentioned it." And she said, "Well, he called me grumpy anyway. And then I think you're very rude." Right? And I haven't been. And I thought I'd got it wrong. Yeah. Then the other two piped up and was going, "No, she hasn't. They were suddenly backtracked from telling her to shut up to then telling me I'm wrong. So I said, "Okay, maybe I've got that wrong there. I apologise." And then I got on the mic and I apologised, right? Yeah. I said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to apologise to this ladies in the front because I've just said that maybe they could quieten it down, but maybe I've got it wrong," or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, public. And then she piped up again. I said, "I've just fucking apologised publicly. Let it go." Because she thought I was being rude to them. You know, just let it go. Anyway. At the end of the gig, and we do a little joke competition, and one of them said, "You haven't read my joke out." And I said, "But there might be a good reason for that. I don't know whose jokes they are." You know, she took that. It was because it was shit. But She took that as because probably I thought you've got beef. Yeah.
Yes.
So, end of the night, goodbye everyone. Red wine carrying started on me a bit, you know. Because I mentioned at the end, I said, and ladies and gentlemen, if you do drink heavily, far more than you probably should, please do consider.
You made a snide remark aimed at her.
Yeah, well, do behave yourself in public or something like that. Anyway, she's getting up, she's going, that's slander. Right? And I go, what are you talking about? Anyway, I said, well, you were a little bit noisy though. And she's going, I wasn't noisy. And then the younger one got up in my face and she was going, yeah, but you were a bit rude though, weren't you? You were a bit rude. I think you're really rude. I said, we've got 60 people in the room. They've all paid for tickets. They don't want to hear you. Anyway, then a young bloke came to take them home,
yeah,
and she's like yapping, and he just looked at me, he goes, no, just leave it, man, and started guiding them out.
Yeah, little wink.
And then the other one had started on me then, and she was going, I think you're a prick, mate. I think you're a prick, right? And everyone's leaving, everyone's sort of filing out through the door.
Oh, I wish she was there
for
that.
The old lady's going off, and she goes, no, you're a cunt. And I was just putting the mic away, and I said, ladies and gentlemen, apparently I'm a prick and a cunt. I'm a prick and a cunt, apparently. Everyone had their backs to me and they were walking out. Anyway, she came back and was having a go. Then somebody in the audience said to the red wine carrier, she said, yeah, but you're out of order, though. You are out of order. And then both of them are starting on this woman in the audience. And then they all sort of disappeared. And actually, the young bloke did, when I was going, I'm a prick and a cunt. He came back and he was going, mate, you better just drop it, all right? And I thought, yeah, that's the point at which I'm going to get lamped if I don't shut up.
Anyway,
you know, I could have handled it better, I admit. But one thing is for sure, and I kind of made certain, they won't be coming back next month. And I think that's probably a blessing.
Yeah,
I'd rather have 5 empty seats forever than have those wankers ever back in the room.
Jesus, God. God, imagine... Imagine trying that in Galston. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah. There you go.
I enjoyed that, mate. Yeah. I felt like I was there.
Yeah. It was all kicking off.
It was fun to hear.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
You've put, I ain't complaining.
I'm chilling out of my old age, you know. So I was in a premier inn the other night. And, you know, normally premier inns are spot on, aren't they? You know, they're normally... just the same everywhere you go.
It's a luxury where I come from, a premier inn.
Well, this one wasn't, right?
Oh.
So it was a bit... There was a few things that were a bit shit about it, right? Tiny telly, right? Little Samsung telly. Probably the first telly they ever stuck in the room. The shower didn't move. You couldn't take it off. It was like a prison shower, you know? It was too hot or it was too cold. You know... live with this, I suppose, you know, just got to get on with it. Toilet wouldn't flush unless you, like Jeff Capes, and you managed to sort of really thrust it in, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, following morning, what do you want for breakfast? Oh, I'll have the full English. But we've got no beans. No beans with the full English.
Not full English then, is it?
It's not full English, no. No. All a bit greasy, you know, and... And one or two things went on, but the staff were absolutely lovely. And I thought to myself, do you know what? And I've been finding myself doing this more and more. And in a strange way, it's sort of a bit liberating, where I was always the guy who would get his bum out over things like no beans.
No beans?
Yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah. The first thing I sort of... got me going in the morning. You know when you want to pour yourself a nice fresh coffee? They only had those little pissy Nescafe years. Yeah, twist
little
things.
Tube things.
Yeah, that's a bit shit, isn't it? And I thought, you know what? I'm not gonna stress. I'm not gonna stress over it.
And were stressing then?
No. I made the decision not to stress over it, and it was liberating.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I've done this a few times recently. Am I getting old?
I think if anything, you'd get worse as you get older.
Do you think so? I don't know. I just found myself thinking, just need to chill the fuck out a little bit. Yeah. It's only a little bit of coffee. It'd be fine.
Life's a bit short, isn't it, for that sort of thing?
Yeah, exactly. On another day, I'd have probably got my bum out.
Does that mean Hellfire and Damnation's just going to be about coffee sachets that you didn't get angry about?
Well, look, I would have put all... you know what? I'm going to dangle them into... dangle them over Hellfire and Damnation.
Like one of their dry tea bags, yeah. Maybe. Like just going to teabag it.
Like,
no,
like,
no, sorry.
Yeah. No, or like Michael Jackson with a child out of a window, that kind of
that
thing.
Sort of thing.
Just dangle it precariously and then pull it back in again and go, no,
yeah.
I'm the better man.
Okay, Hellfire and Damnation.
So I didn't do it this week. I didn't put anything in.
Oh, is about not complaining.
This is about not complaining.
Not having anything for Hellfire and Damnation.
I could have had all those things.
You'd like it to go in though, wouldn't you? All of that. No beans, right. No coffee.
I didn't mind. I'll tell you what, I was sat there grumbling inwardly grumbling a little bit about not having beans. And I was eating this strip of bacon. It looked like it was cooked on a radiator and it had too much fat on it. So I'm thinking, just deal with it. And a guy came in and he got the same patter as me. Oh, I'm afraid there's no beans. And I go, no, he told me this morning. And he went, what, no beans? And he instantly went, well, I'm not having anything then. I can't have breakfast without beans.
Oh, did that happen?
Yeah, that's what he said, yeah.
Wow.
And you know what? On another day, that would have been me.
Like a little baby. Like a little spoilt little child. I'm not going to eat. I'm going to punish myself for that.
Well, that was his first instinct. So he probably sat down and thought, I should have said I wanted something. Yeah. And because it wasn't a buffet, this one. You had to ask for it. So you had to...
When he sat in his car, in a car park with a sandwich from Tesco.
Yeah. Yeah. Wish I'd had that. A couple of sausages would have gone down well. Bit of scrambled egg. But anyway, look, I'm not putting it in.
Viral...
Oh, yeah.
Viral. We went viral.
Yeah.
Well, sort of viral. We were part of a viral experience from the king of viral. I was surfing the internet. Now, I was looking on Facebook.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm going to put the promoter mouths in and just see what's been going on. See where, you know, the posts and stuff. I thought, put that in. And up popped a video from someone called Daniel O'Reilly, a.k.a. Dapper Laughs. And I thought, well, why is that coming up with the promoter mouse on it? Clicked on it, and there was a fairly long kind of post. And at the bottom, what did it say? It said the following words. I put a link on our Facebook page, didn't I? It said, massive thank you to Kai Barron and Paul Pablo Dunn from the Promoter Mouths podcast. If you see this, get in touch. I'd love to invite you to a tour show. He made a comment which was taken out of context by audience and then the press and media and subsequently cancelled on all formats and forums. And he's now on tour again and selling out some massive theatres, is what he said.
Yeah.
So
he's no longer an almanac for rape culture.
Yeah, and he was grateful that we spoke about it and said, well, we think he should be forgiven and this is why. And we gave some examples of jokes other comedians are saying which are far, far more offensive than what he said all those years ago, but not being pulled up on it. And I think he quite liked it put in that context.
Yeah. I know. If you're listening again, Daniel, pleasure's ours. And nice one.
And it's lovely. Got picked up and it had 133,000 at the time on X. It had tens of thousands on Facebook.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. We were out there, mate.
Yeah, exactly. People know where we are, man.
You've put The Rest is Entertainment.
Yeah, there's a podcast with Richard Osman and a posh lady called Marina Hyde. I suppose he's quite posh as well, isn't he? He's the guy who does Pointless.
Yeah, Richard Osman.
Yeah, and one or two other shows. And he's a bit of a like TV guru and also an author. And now a podcaster. And this podcast, The Rest is Entertainment, there are actually similarities with what they do and what we do. They're a bit posher than us, a little bit more articulate. I know that's difficult to believe. And they are very informed over the entertainment industry.
So unlike us.
So, yeah. But they're actually very informed over the entertainment industry as a whole. And it's just it's a nice insight in a really non-taxing kind of easy way. I suppose that's what we do, isn't it? A non-taxing way to listen. You just sort of listen to us have a little chat.
Well, those that listen and stick with it find something amusing amongst it all and learn something interesting, I hope.
Yeah, well, these guys are professional broadcasters at the end of the day, and we're learning on the hoof.
Imagine what we'd be like if we had a team of researchers.
Yeah.
And joke writers.
Yeah. And we're able to talk properly. But yeah, it is similar in what it does. And I actually really enjoy it, so I heartily recommend it.
Lovely.
After you've listened to us, obviously.
Yeah, after us. Shall we do a little Patreon? We haven't got anything down for that one.
Yeah,
let's do it. Have you got something in your head that you're going to throw at me?
No, I'm just going to talk about nothing. I thought we were going to wing it. I tell you what, think about the Patreon.
Yeah.
You can sign up for a freebie trial.
It's a 7-day free trial. And after the 7 days, you might want to stick around or you might want to go.
You forgot to mention it. If you want, we don't mind. We don't care. Download everything that we've done and then unsign for it. Don't forget.
Don't even remind them, they might forget. Just come and join us and see what you think.
Yeah. Support Kai and Pablo by becoming a Patreon subscriber at patreon.com/promotermouths.
So that was the Patreon bit that we did, where we went on a bit about comedy, didn't we? And there's the bit where I looked even more of a knob than usual in front of students' parents.
Yeah, and there's the bit that you admitted that you wanted a big Italian inside you.
No, you did. Frothing at the top.
Oh,
was it me?
It was you, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Chance to be a fine thing. I don't like the dry ones.
It's now time for Comedy Rumours /shithousery.
Fancy some ill-informed and loosely true gossip. Comedy gossip?
Yeah, what have you got for us, Kai?
Well, there was a gig in Newmarket.
Oh, yes.
With a comedy promoter. I think his name's Alaric.
Mm.
Know him?
No, I know him.
Okay, so he puts a gig on in Newmarket.
Yeah.
And after the gig, as far as I'm aware, I don't know whether they're a promoter or I'm told it was just somebody from the audience who was at that gig.
Yeah.
Decided that they too were going to put a gig on at the same venue.
How hard can it be?
How hard can it be? But in doing so, they also decided, I'm not only going to put a gig on at the same venue as this promoter, I am going to approach the same compere that this gig had, because he was good.
Sounds familiar, this.
And I'm going to ask him if he wants to do it. Now, rightly so, that compere said, well, if it's all right with the original promoter, Alaric, which it wasn't, obviously. So he went onto Facebook to lament about that and was promptly reminded, so the story goes, that he'd done the same thing a few years before. So it's all kicking off there, but what's that all about? Putting a gig on at the same venue. Yeah. Have you had that yet?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
A couple of times, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody popping in and saying, I'll do some comedy there too.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, after I put it on.
I mean, there's not a lot you can do about it.
Fuck all you can do
about it. The venue need to protect the people that have probably got their hands on it. And say, give us more comedy, if anything.
Yeah. I handled it well by having a 2-year-long sulk.
Oh. What was the venue?
I think it was 2 venues, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Go on. Are you still in any of them?
Oh, no, God, no. Well, actually, when things like this happen to you, it just spurs you on to do better stuff. So in a roundabout way,
it's a good thing, and should be recommended.
Well, not recommended, no. In a roundabout way, if you can use the negative things and turn them into positives, which I genuinely try to do.
If you've got a relationship with the venue, that's decent. If they want more comedy, the ideal situation is they come to you for it.
I think they don't care. They don't see the politics of it.
Right.
So there's no point in getting angry at the venue.
Okay, that's interesting then. Yeah.
Honestly, within the comedy fraternity, you should be getting angry with each other a little bit for treading on each other's toes, because we understand it and there is a sort of unwritten code, but the venues don't even have that.
Mm. Which is why you choose venues where you can build a better relationship, where they will be a little bit more loyal and at least inform you and give you options.
When I first started putting pro gigs on at St. George's, they started throwing in tour shows, like within sort of 2 or 3 weeks around my shows.
Mm.
I didn't have the status to be able to sort of object to it too much. Yeah. I had a bit of a grumble. But the other instances where I've had people sort of take the same venues with same bloody MCs and acts and stuff like that, just naivety.
Mm.
Literally just naivety. People thought, well, you know, I'll do this. He's put them on. I can get in touch with them. I can be Facebook friends with them and get to know them. And yeah. I could just do the same.
It's best avoided, you know. And I think there are plenty of other venues out there. Some of them you've got to make work harder. Now, in an ideal world, I'd have gone and researched that further, asked a few more questions. But no, fuck that.
Yeah.
The Promoter Mouths Podcast with Kai and Pablo.
Barking like a twat in Loddon and Shedgrave, in brackets, the local bit.
You've put half a Snickers and white dog shit?
Yes, so last Sunday I run a half marathon around Great Yarmouth.
Is that the half a Snickers?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And the white dog shit, Great Yarmouth. One of the few places in the whole of the UK to still proudly sport the odd white calcified dog shit.
Wow, that is pretty cryptic.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's like, what's it, 3-2-1? And you've won, Dusty Bin.
I thought it was going to be one of our good old stories. I was walking down the high street and I saw half a Snickers and some white dog shit. And I thought, oh, it's lovely being in Loddon.
Yeah,
here.
We get that idea. But the night before, I was in Loddon on a mini pub crawl. We went into the Angel.
Yeah.
Because that's the first step on the
pub
crawl.
How's that looking after their refit? Yeah,
it's all right. And Frank was teaching everybody board games, and he brought out the big Jenga. And we played this game where you hammer nails into a piece of wood with a shit hammer.
Did you do that outside?
Yeah.
The log? Yeah.
I came second behind Patreon Cy.
Was this when there was meant to be a patron episode to be released and you hadn't edited it?
Are you
on a pub crawl, were you, Pablo?
I was just checking.
Yeah. Just, you know, some people make sacrifices and others go on a pub crawl.
Yeah. But anyway, we had a civilised drink in the Swan.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of pork scratchings. And then went off to the King's Head, actually. And that was all right. We stayed in there for, like, till about 12, something like that.
Was it all going off in there? Was it Saturday or Friday?
Saturday, yeah. It's all going off. Not really. Everyone was reasonably well behaved.
Did they have a band?
No, they didn't have a band. They cancelled, I think. But there was, like, 10 of us in there. We brought the party to the pub, really.
Nice. What was their favourite of the three pubs?
They were impressed with the games at the Angel.
Okay,
yeah,
that's nice.
Like, and the Jenga and all of that. And I think they probably liked the King's Head because everyone was pissed by then and playing tunes on the jukebox and
what
that.
What goes on in there stays in there.
A little bit of that, isn't there? Yeah. And the following morning, ran a half marathon with Patreon Cy.
Yep.
In the arm.
I saw you had a McDonald's breakfast and milkshake or whatever, and then you ran a marathon.
Half marathon.
A half marathon, like that. Well, that makes a difference to someone like me. So you ran forever. And then that is crazy preparation.
1 hour 53. I was really pleased.
How could you do that?
I didn't know I'd do it under 2 minutes.
I'm really,
two hours, rather.
As much as you're worried for me and my lack of exercise, that worries me more. A man who goes out on the piss, hangover, McDonald's, and then runs as fast as he can for 2 hours.
McDonald's properly sorted me out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that,
I don't have it all the time.
That can't be healthy, mate.
No, but honestly, I was really smashed it.
Are you ever running along and then at some point you think, whoa, this could be it? And your heart's racing. You've got pains shooting through your arms and you're like, oh, yeah, this could be it.
I think I've got a pretty strong heart. Seriously.
You must have.
Yeah. No, I'll do all right. Yeah.
That'll keep you going, mate.
Yeah. No, I love it, mate. I really enjoy it.
Bit of sad news, wasn't there, this week? In this area, the Ocean Rooms, Pablo.
Yeah, Ocean Room, one of my venues, is no more.
That's really sad. Yeah. Not just because of it's your venue, but it was 50 years in the family.
Yeah.
There's a family of people in Great Yarmouth that have some very prominent venues.
Yeah.
They own one of what I would say is the most beautiful venues and entertainment spaces I think I've ever been in. And it's the Hippodrome with the pool in it.
Yeah.
It's got a big, like, round swimming pool type thing. I went to a show there. That in itself is worth the visit to Yarmouth.
Just shows how difficult it is for venue owners, you know what I mean? You know, you've got to be careful not to sort of malign them too much because they are up against it. And a space like the Ocean Room, I mean, if you were to pack it out with people sitting all around all the peripheries, you can easily get 500 in.
Yeah.
And if you, as a nightclub, with people dancing, you know, you can double or treble that.
And it looks to all the world like it's doing all right when you go in on a busy night because they have the Bongo's Bingo thing in there with about 500 people all paying X amount and having a great time.
Yeah.
And they have some big band nights in there, but
yeah,
it's obviously a much bigger task. And I guess the old increase in electric and rates and everything has not helped.
No, all of that. And yeah, people in Yarmouth, you know, there's not a lot of money there.
And then
there's
everyone says, "Oh, money, but yeah." Everyone says, "Oh, I love that place. Oh, how could that happen?" And it's because
you didn't go there, dickhead.
You didn't go.
Yeah, I know.
It's the same when a comedy club shuts down. People say, "Oh, I love the comedy club." Yeah, you went once 3 years ago.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, people aren't obliged to go. You know,
I don't think people realise just how much a place needs support.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things. It's difficult.
Opinion Horse. OPINION. Opinion Horse. OPINION.
Well, here's one, mate.
Yeah.
Right. Is AI set to change the internet for the better?
Elaborate, please.
Well, Guy. I don't know where I've been, but whatever I've clicked on to say, yeah, you can send me stuff and, you know, put a cookie in my drawers or whatever, it's giving on Facebook loads of pictures of everything from children that have made these elaborate models and kind of paintings, yeah, like works of absolute genius,
yeah,
which are AI generated. You can tell because they've got like seven fingers and it's all a bit weird.
Yeah.
Old ladies with cakes that they've made, and it's AI generated, and it says, "Oh, what do you think of my efforts?" So it's like a little boy from Africa in this dusty place, and he's created a Bugatti, full-size Bugatti out of driftwood, you know, and it looks amazing. Comments underneath, "Oh, wow, well done. That's amazing." Yeah, just loads of comments. Now, if this carries on,
yeah,
as people cotton on to the fact this is all utter bullshit,
yeah,
are we going to start to be a little bit more selective in what we read and believe? Yeah. Is that going to actually make us better people?
I think we haven't scratched the surface of how much our lives are set to change because of AI. I work in property, right?
Mm.
And we deal with property lawyers. For a bit of a laugh, I went on ChatGPT or whatever it's called today. I pasted into it, "Please write me a lease out of these heads of terms." Hit the button and it churned me out a lease. All right. That's a lawyer's job, that, doing a lease.
Okay.
Admittedly, right, it was a shit lease, right?
Okay.
But it was an attempt at writing a lease. It was coherent. My point is, it's on the fucking way.
Yeah.
So if you're a lawyer, you spend all that time training to be a lawyer. In 5 years' time, say, when ChatGPT works out how to write a fucking lease,
right,
where's your lawyer's job then?
Okay, but my point is very slightly different to this about changing it for the better. It's about the information that we see, start looking at that, saying that's not real, and not relying on it for their daily info fix.
We've had the tabloids in this country from forever and a day, and most of that was bullshit. We didn't stop people reading.
Well, yeah, but
and
I don't
stop
look
people
at the,
believing it either.
But as I got older, I didn't look at like the Daily Star and believe what it said on the front page.
Well, you didn't, but plenty of people did. Wow. Elections were won and lost by what the tabloids told them to vote for. So sadly, in answer to your question, some people will realise it's bullshit and be able to discern it. Other people will just fall for it.
Right.
I saw one of the world's, supposedly the world's biggest haggis,
yep,
being dragged through the streets of Scotland, and it was the size of a Zeppelin, right? Yeah, and it looked brilliant. It was like a ye olde photograph. You, yep, go, fucking hell, how did he do it? Oh, yeah. So, scary stuff.
Yeah, so is AI set to change the internet for the better or the worse then?
My point being, it'll be a mixed bag for the internet, but society, honestly, it's coming so fast, Guy. Right, there's a clip of David Bowie talking about the World Wide Web before the World Wide Web was a thing, right? You can find it from the early 90s, yeah. So you'll see that him predicting how it's going to change things beyond what we could ever suspect, right? We're already there. Like, if you go from the early 90s when we had shit modems. But anyway, fast forward, we've got social media, we've got it affecting how people vote, we've got algorithms that manipulate us, we've got all sorts, right? You never would have predicted that. Now, with the AI, that level of control over us is not something that can be underestimated. Some of it will be fantastic, right? Because there'll be people in war-torn shitholes where they badly need a doctor but can't get one, but they could go to a computer and ask an AI and they'll say, well, we know what's up with you, you need to do X, Y, and Z. And that'll be a computer telling them.
Well, that's for the better.
That's for the better, yeah. So there'll be good stuff, but not so good if you're the doctor. And you're no longer needed.
I think for me it's for the better because I now don't believe very much that I read on Facebook feeds now.
Yeah.
Now, what I did today was I stripped all of my browsers. Data, cookies, everything. I thought,
might get caught.
No, I thought, get rid of it.
Had to put your computer into it.
No, I'm just tired of seeing it. So I thought, if I get rid of it, whatever I've been on that's feeding me this, then I'm less likely to get arrested because there was some fucking ridiculous stuff on there. Plugging gigs. In April and May, I've got gigs in Chedgrave, Beckles Eye and Pulham St Mary. Loads of top headliners, guaranteed. Go to www.shaftofwit.com for details. Let's say Frank Sinatra's coming to Chedgrave.
Ooh.
Arthur Smith's coming to Pulham.
Ooh.
Pam Ford's in Eye.
Aye.
And somebody else is going to be in Wingfield.
Oh, who's somebody else?
It's a surprise.
Oh, is it?
Such a surprise. I don't know yet.
No, all right.
Shaftofwit.com.
Very good, Kai. So I've got on the 5th of April, Southold Arts Centre and Sector Theatre on the same night, Sean Walsh headlines. Also with Sol Bernstein, Gavin Webster and MCs Karen Bailey at Southold and Ben Vanderveld at Woodbridge.
Yeah, and the 26th of April as well, we're sharing a couple of acts, aren't we?
Yeah, I've got the Lord Kitcheners all for good cause. Joey Page and Adam Bloom,
and I've got Louis McLean.
And I've got Scott Adams, lower stuff chap.
Now,
lovely fella.
Louis McLean, mate. Louis McLean, who won the Dirty Dozen, won a few other competitions as well.
Yeah.
Solid for how long he's been going.
Brilliant.
Really solid, confident set. So he's one you'd want to get up.
Well, trying to confirm my last act for that, but I'll tell you about that in a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. 31st of May.
Yes.
Paul Sinner headlines Woodbridge and Southwold.
The Cinema.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of this podcast, Pablo.
Splendid and tremendous.
And there's the music.
We did another one, Kai.
We did it, man. 64, yeah, 64. Not out.
Thank you, listeners. Come find us on the Patreon. It's dead good, honest.
Bye-bye. Change myself.
change my town.
Support Kai and Pablo by becoming a Patreon subscriber at patreon.com/promotermouths.